find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Keeping It Real with former NFL wide receiver and Auburn University standout, Jairus McIntyre. Are you ready to hear it live from the athletes, celebrities, and fans? Jairus, his co-hosts, and his guests will keep you laughing, thinking, and talking. Now, here's your host, Jairus McIntyre.
What's going on, world? We're back on Keeping It Real. I'm your host, Jairus McIntyre. And I got a special guest today, numerous special guests. All from the same squad, the Richmond Raiders of the Arena Football League. Most of you already know on the show, my boy Junior Rose Green. What's going on, Junior Rose Green?
Hey, what's going on, Jairus McIntyre and the Keep It Real show?
Man, nothing going on, man. I'm just trying to, you know, call in, having you call in, you know, you being my guest to see kind of what's going on with the Richmond Raiders season. I ain't talked to you in a minute, so I'm just kind of, well, I want you to give the Keeping It Real audience a little breakdown, a little recap of what's been going on so far throughout the season. I know you got a couple other ballers that are with you that's going to be on the show chopping it up a little bit, but I just want you to kind of break down how it's been so far with the Richmond Raiders this season.
Oh, it's been okay. You know, it's been ups and down, you know, because, you know, basically we've been having a lot of quarterbacks get hurt, and, you know, you played the receiver, J-Mac, so you know, with the receiver part of it, you got to have your connection with your quarterback.
Yeah.
So we've been having different quarterbacks coming here in and out. You know, they're getting banged up, hurt, you know. So basically we had an okay season, you know. And, you know, my fellow teammates here got a linebacker and a quarterback that's just been here for 2 weeks, and he been doing his stuff physical. And, you
okay.
know, we got Lewis Korn. He played linebacker. Been doing his thing, you know. 6'2", 30. Runs a 4.5, you know. Real athletic. Can cover. You know. He a hitter. You know, he's been doing his thing, you know. And me, you know, I've been doing my thing, you know. I got 40 tackles, 12 breakups, and 1 interception.
Okay.
You know, so
okay.
I really haven't been playing 100%. You know, I've been 80, 85, you know, the whole season because, you know, I had played with a sprained thumb, so I dropped 5 interceptions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, okay. You know, basically, if, you know, if I wouldn't have had the thumb injury, I'd probably be having my 6 or 7 interceptions right now, you know, but
yeah.
It's all good. I'm still having a pretty damn good season, you know, and we're just going to keep getting better. For all my Auburn fans out there, you know, I just want to let everybody know that I'm coming back, you know.
Okay.
It's my year, you know, I'm going to go out there and do what I love to do. And that's why I then fly around and hit folks.
Okay, that's real. Well, since we don't keeping it real, and I had you on throughout these basketball playoffs,
mm-hmm.
I know you were hating on the Heat before it started. You were talking about the Heat wasn't going to do this, they weren't going to do that. And
yeah.
the final start tonight, but what you seen so far from the Miami Heat? I know you're from Lauderdale. I don't know why you wouldn't like the Miami Heat. I don't care if they you know, they came together, but that's kind of like the hometown team for you, especially exactly. being from Lauderdale. So with that being said, tonight is game one of the finals, and yeah, Dirk is balling, and those boys over in Dallas are balling. But the Miami Heat have put on a great stretch so far throughout this playoff run up to the finals. Obviously, I probably know your prediction of who you think is going to win the series because you hate on the Heat so much, but I'm going to ask you anyway, who is going to win this series and how many games?
It's going to go all the way to the final because y'all don't know. Dirk, did you see Mr. Dirk walk away after they beat the Oklahoma team? And he just, like, when they were celebrating, he got up there, did his thing, and he left. So that shows he's focused, he's hungry, he's starving, he's salivating out the mouth right now. So, therefore, Dirk is going to put up 40 a game.
Okay.
I guarantee that.
Okay.
And I think how Miami is a defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to give LeBron James his props. You know, I'm not a fan of LeBron James, but I got to give him his props, man. The man been doing his thing. He's been a closer. You know, he's been closing lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he was in Cleveland, he couldn't close because he didn't have Wade on his side, you know. So I guess he had to go and team up with D-Wade. Like Michael Jordan said, if you're a great player, why team up with another great player? You scared to face him? You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, Scottie Pippen.
When Scottie Pippen said LeBron James is, I think he's going to be better than Michael Jordan or overall. Jordan is a better scorer, but he's an overall better player than Michael Jordan. You got to be pissing on me and telling me it's raining.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Do you agree with?
No, listen. First and foremost, First and foremost. Jordan is talking about. Jordan is my favorite player of all time. He is the best player, hands down, of all time. The best athlete ever. You know, so far ever. Six rings. Global icon. Great businessman, good dude, whatever it may be, everybody loves. Well, for the most part, everybody loves Michael Jordan. So let me just get that out of the way. But what you said with Scottie Pippen, as far as playing another great player,
I lost respect.
I'm not talking about that, Mr. Rose Green.
Okay.
I'm talking about. What you said about Michael Jordan as far as teaming up with another great player. Michael Jordan, in all six of his rings, has Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan are equivalent to LeBron James and D-Wade. They were around the time they were playing, they were two of
but
the top.
Scottie came
no,
to Jordan team.
I understand that, but
Michael Jordan acts. The general managers
LeBron James did. He did that, but it never happened. So he's like, "You're not gonna do what I say, so I'm going to do that." Because there's no way he would have ever left Cleveland if he had a D-Wade by his side. He would have still been in Cleveland with a superstar. So everybody is saying this. Just like they said, they were comparing Dirk to Larry Bird. They said Larry Bird played with four Hall of Fame players. Dirk has never really even played with one. Maybe Jason Kidd, but he's older now. He's not even in his prime. Jason Kidd is probably a Hall of Famer. So with that being said, all these great, amazing players in Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, you know, Kobe Bryant, all played with the Hall of Fame player. Now, LeBron is now playing with a Hall of Fame player in Dwayne Wade, so he's showing what he can do. Now, what Scottie Pippen said, it's crazy to me because Scottie Pippen was Jordan's right-hand man. If
exactly.
Patrick Ewing would have said it.
Never, He should have never disrespected Jordan like him.
Jordan's a better scorer.
Jordan used to D up, man.
Yeah, but Jordan the thing is, I mean, I can understand
defensive player of the league.
LeBron James is a good defender.
But no. LeBron James is 6'8", 270.
No, but this is the thing.
Michael Jordan is 6'6", 225.
Hey, but listen, this is what... Are you kidding? I think it would have been different if it came from a Karl Malone or Patrick Ewing or somebody else. It was so crazy because Scottie Pippen, who's seen it, but somebody made a great point. They said, don't get mad at Scottie Pippen. He's just giving his opinion. But with that being said, is if you look at LeBron James and you see everything that he does for a basketball team, it's hard, you know, obviously the person that does it first is always going to be the greatest. And I truly believe it first. No, I understand that. That's why people
are listening. Jordan hit 40 with the flu. Remember when he crossed Russell. He crossed him over and then tapped him on his hip.
I understand that, but the jumper to win the game.
And then he barely can stand up during the press conference.
Bro, the thing that people don't realize.
He's the greatest of all.
Yeah, he is the greatest of all. But you have to look at it like this. You know, any kid now who's watching LeBron is going to make in 10
they
years.
They would never forget about MJ.
No. You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Basketball player in the NBA right now is Kobe Bryant.
No, that's a false statement. I would pick LeBron James and Derrick Rose over Kobe Bryant today, and Dirk Nowitzki. I would say he's fourth. I will pick LeBron James.
You're wrong. You know why you're going to pick LeBron James? You can't pick LeBron James because Derrick Rose won Mr. MVP of the NBA.
And Derrick Rose is sitting on his MVP
He's sitting on his butt, but you got to think about it. Derrick Rose almost beat the Heat by himself.
LeBron James, if you give Derrick Rose Joe Johnson, LeBron James wouldn't have had a chance. Listen, Rose, you're saying the same thing that everybody said about LeBron. LeBron went to the finals by himself. LeBron has been in Cleveland by himself for six years.
They wouldn't have beat Derrick Rose if they had Joe Johnson.
That's your opinion.
That's my opinion. Auburn
would have been 7-5 if they didn't have Cam Newton. So it's a lot of ifs. You know what I mean? It's a lot of ifs. We're just talking about the facts. And the facts are that LeBron James is not Michael Jordan. But if he continues to win, he will be after his career. If he continues to win and he wins rings, this generation will argue against our generation who was a better player. I'm just going to leave it at that. I truly believe that. Jeff, I want you to ask my linebacker
what he thinks. Hold on.
What's up, big homie? I'm keeping it real. What's good? Tell me what you're thinking over there. I know y'all boys out there in Richmond. I don't know. They got y'all drinking that Kool-Aid up there. I'm just trying to see what's going on. What's going on with you?
Nothing, Jay Mack, you know what I mean? I tell you the truth right now, Jay, you know what I mean? LeBron will never be as good as Jordan. And, you know, closest person to Jordan, like he said, is Kobe Bryant. But in reality, he was talking a little bit of nonsense by saying putting Joe Johnson on the Bulls, they would have beat the Heat.
They would have never
came close to being the Heat with Joe Johnson on there because Joe Johnson is a ball hog himself.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. So if LeBron just keeps playing out his career, doing his thing, MVPs, he wins rings, and he's an icon. Obviously, ourselves, we're not gonna say he better than Joe. I'm not gonna ever say LeBron. Nobody better than Joe. I don't even care if Kobe wins three more rings. I'm going to still say Jordan is the best player because he's just MJ. I'm just saying, for if you have nephews or if you have a kid or whatever you have, kids that are 8, 9, 10 years old right now, they watch ESPN and they see LeBron doing what he do. When they get our age, they going to think the same way of LeBron as we think of Michael Jordan. That's all I was pretty much trying. I truly believe that because kids that are 8, 9, 10 years old right now, they see Michael Jordan highlights, but they didn't get to see him play every day the way we see LeBron every day. So they may think that's their Michael Jordan. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree with that. But at the same time, in this age right now, they're seeing Kobe Bryant as well as now.
Yeah, that's true.
And like you said, you know, nobody's going to ever it's impossible for somebody to do what Jordan did. Win 6 championships, win 6 finals MVPs, you know, say sit out a year, come back, win 3 more straight in a row.
Yeah,
nobody's going to be able to do that. LeBron, I promise you, honestly, this is just me keeping it real, I don't think LeBron was going to win more than 2 NBA championships in his career. That he'll break every record. He'll break every point record. He'll probably break the block record or steals, whatever, assists. You know I'm saying? He'll break a lot of the records that the NBA players have set out to do. But in reality, he ain't going to be. That's why he ain't going to be the best.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question though. Do you think that when he's done playing, obviously let's just take Jordan out of the equation.
Okay.
And Jordan is Jordan, but then you have Magic, then you have Larry, then you have Kobe, then you have LeBron, then you have Shaq, then you have whomever else. Where do you think he ranks on that list then? Since we know Jordan is one all the way above, which people are gonna have the arguments, but what do you say with a LeBron against a Kobe or a Larry or a Magic, you know, or even a Shaq with the things he's done through the NBA or whatever?
Well, out of that list that you just named, I believe he's number 3 behind Magic and Kobe. I
think so, okay. Now, that's as of right now. What if he gets the rings? Would you still say do you think is anything he could do to surpass, in your eyes, a Kobe or a Magic? Because me personally, I think he's going to be, I think right now, well, not even not right now, but if he wins rings, he's going to be ahead of Magic. It's going to be an argument with him and Kobe.
Yeah, he has to win. Just win one championship isn't going to do it for me. He's going to have to win multiples, like 2 or 3 championships before I sit here and put him in any ranks of Kobe Bryant. Yeah, he'll probably pass Magic just because of the simple fact that Magic did a lot for his team, but I believe LeBron is doing a lot more for his team than Magic did. Because Magic also had, you got to forget, Magic had some players on his squad, too.
Yeah, he had a lot. Yeah, Hall of Famers, yeah.
LeBron just has, you know what I'm saying, he has D-Wade. But I'm not going to put Chris Bosh in the situation. Because for real, honestly, I don't think Chris Bosh, I mean, he's stepping up his game now. But Chris Bosh, that's why, like they said, just the big 2 right now, not the big 3.
Yeah. I mean, to me, he's real regular. I think if you put him in a situation where he's just getting the ball every time, he gonna do what he do because he got the athletic ability, but he's just a good player, not a superstar, not a scrub, but I mean like you said, he's doing his thing now. He's coming along, so they're gonna need him in these finals if they wanna win it, because I mean the way Dirk is playing and the way you know Tyson Chandler and Jason Kidd and Jason Terry and all the boys doing their thing, they're gonna need everybody, you know, as well as that bench to compete with them.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So that's why I sit here and think, you know what I mean? Like, LeBron got D-Wade, but see, at the same time, Magic had all the players. But at the same time, Kobe had Shaq. Jordan had Pippen. But Kobe also did it without Shaq.
Yeah, but see, he had a Paul Gasol, which was a beast. I don't know what happened this year, but I mean, Paul Gasol was a perennial All-Star too. So, I mean, if you look at it, Kobe's always had a big time baller on his side when he won his ring.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that's huge too. And you know, when you have a squad, because it's hard to do it by yourself. I mean, you can look at AI. You see how Derrick Rose tried to do it this year. I mean, how LeBron was trying to do it in Cleveland. I mean, you need somebody on your side that's kind of like that. You know, that's a baller that you can count on when you ain't hit.
You're completely right. You know, so you need that. You need that extra person. That's why. That's why I think the Bulls had a chance. They had that to support Jazz. You know, I mean, they could have used the extra shooter. They could have used the extra scorer on their team, but they had their supporting cast. They could have made it to the finals, but LeBron and them, they just had too many all-stars on their team.
Yeah, that's true.
So we gonna see. What's your prediction for this series, though? How many games think it's gonna go? How do you think gonna win it?
I think the Mavericks are gonna split in Miami out of the first two games, and then they're going to take it at home. They're going to win 4-1.
Hold on. Who you say? Say that again?
Yeah, I think the Mavericks are going to win the whole thing.
Really? You think they're
going to go 4-1? If they split in Miami, they're going 4-1. If they don't split in Miami, they're going to win it in 5.
Man, okay. So, and why you think that? What makes you think that? I mean, you just don't think the Heat are up to it or what?
I just think that in reality, I think the emotion is too high for the Heat right now. I feel like they used all their emotions against the Celtics. They're crying and stuff after the game. And then when they played the Bulls, that's why the Chicago, you know what I'm saying, they had to get their mindset because they lost the first game to the Bulls. They had to get their mindset. But, you know, by all means, the Heat have a better team than the Bulls right now. And if for real, yeah. they should have swept the Bulls in reality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the Bulls did have the best record in the league. I mean, I think people forget the fact that, I mean, with the Kim Noah and a Derrick Rose and a Boozer, I mean they've had players that have been very productive in the league. So, I give more credit to the Heat and being able to kind of put it on them and Derrick Rose being the beast that he was. I mean, they're kind of containing him as well. I mean, I think that was a tremendous effort in what they did, and I just think that, with that being said, I mean, I think if they contain Rose, yeah, Dirk is another kind of, is a different kind of animal, but I mean, if they can contain Rose, I can see them containing, you know, the penetration of the Mavs, and then somewhat containing Dirk. I mean, Dirk always going to hit his 25, but I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting battle if they put you know, King James on him. It's going to be interesting.
But you also don't understand, you got the kid. You can't forget the kid.
Yeah, the kid, but the kid's probably as old as our dads. The kid is probably as old as our dads. I don't even know how old are you now.
Hey, no matter how old the kid is, man, I'm trying to tell you, the kid's going to get it done.
The kid's the kid. Hey, Ron Mack, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on.
Man, we got another call in, Ron Mack from the Gump, man. What's going on, Ron Mack?
Not much, man. Sitting here laughing.
He's sitting here laughing, man.
About the Lakers, and you were right about the Heat, but I'm going to get the last laugh because Dirk is the most unstoppable player in the league right now today.
Okay. Well, it seems to when I'm on Keeping It Real, I may be the only Heat fan on Keeping It Real, but in reality, these Heat, I think, I ain't gonna say in reality, in my opinion, I think the Heat gonna take it. They got a squad, everybody's coming back healthy, so it's gonna be interesting. But you know, we'll see. Dirk is a beast. Dirk is a beast, and Jason Kidd is still doing this thing at damn near 40 years old. So
I agree.
It's going to be
interesting. This is Antoine speaking now. They changed the phone over.
Okay, Antoine, what it do?
I'm speaking realistically. I'm from South Florida.
Okay, so you from there.
My Heat going to win the series.
Okay, so.
I don't know much about it. And the reason I feel like they're going to win is because they're a better defensive team. That's what's going to win the championship. They're going to score his points. And they know if, ands, buts about it. But when it comes to everybody else going, D-Wade is going to lock Jason Terry down.
Yeah.
And then you got to think about defense. The Mavs cannot defend the Heat. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Because if they try to put Jason Kidd on D-Wade, Jason Kidd lost a step. He's not as fast as he used to be. D-Wade going to blow by him. Sean Marion can't guard
LeBron.
And Dirk is not a defender. Chris Bosh going to give you 15 to 20 points because Dirk don't play D. And Chris Bosh not physical at all. But when he play against other players that aren't physical, he ball out.
Hey, I like this Antoine kid. I'm keeping it real. Yeah, that's realistic. And he just broke it down. Not even bringing the defensive aspect because the Heat play D. I mean, they slowed down Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, KG. Then they slowed down. They slowed down Boozer. Well, then they stopped
down
Boozer.
Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose was 8 for 30. Come
yeah,
on,
exactly, exactly. Now it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough for Dirk because
sounded good, but
Dirk can't really be guarded
with
the leash ball. He stayed where he is, 7 footer. So he gonna get his shots. But the rest of them, that's what wins championship. The rest of them will be getting shut down.
Yeah. And I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and then on that LeBron, like, dude, all right, Jordan's the greatest of all time. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you go second best player right now, Kobe's the second best guard to ever play the game. Because you can't say, like, best player because they be saying Wilt Chamberlain and everybody else. And I think the difference between Jordan and Kobe is a big difference. Because Kobe basically batted his game from Jordan. Now, I believe that I'm not a LeBron James fan. My favorite player in the NBA is Tracy McGrady. I always liked him. And then when he retires, I'll probably be a D-Wade fan because I just like his game more better. But I still give LeBron his props. By the time LeBron finishes his career, I think he's going to be potentially on the same level as Kobe. Not saying better or worse, they're the same level. And the only reason I say that is because LeBron rebounds, scores, assists. LeBron makes his team better. Kobe got that Jordan mentality. I'm a scorer. There ain't nothing you can do about it. We're going to win the game. You can't stop me. He has a little bit of that in him, but he also played more team basketball. Now, I would be a LeBron fan if he had the Jordan mentality because he's 6'8", 260 pounds. He could go to the hole every player and dominate the game, but that's not his mentality. He's the player where he want to make everybody else better around him.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I think if he wanted to, he could average 30, 35 a game. You know what I'm saying?
LeBron can average 35 points easily.
Easy, but he distributes the basketball, and he's that kind of player. Ron Mack, what do you think about that old, the MJ LeBron? I don't want to say comparison, but after his career, what are they going to be saying? Like, are they going to be comparing the two or what?
When LeBron's career over,
they're not going to.
Nobody will ever be better than Michael Jordan.
They're going to compare LeBron's game more with Magic and Oscar Robertson because of the way that he plays the game. But
I agree with that.
Y'all brought up defense. The Dallas Mavericks stopped the Los Angeles Lakers, who were thought by many as the most complete team in the world this year. The Dallas Mavericks are not as athletic as Miami, but this is not going to be an athletic game. Basketball is a game of matchups, and just like Jason Kidd guarded Kobe Bryant, he's going to guard D-Wade. Just like, you know, Dirk don't play any defense, Pau Gasol is not physical, neither is Chris Bosh. So, It's a similar matchup, but the matchup nightmare is Dirk Nowitzki. That is the lone person on the floor that had. If you put LeBron on him, LeBron's not tall enough. If you put Chris Bosh on him, he's not going to be able to stop him. Whoever the Miami Heat use, they're not going to be able to stop Dirk Nowitzki.
And it comes down to it
at the end, like it did with the Lakers, at the end of games, Dirk is going to be the best player on the floor. He is going to score. He is going to make his free throws. When if LeBron goes to the hole and gets fouled, you know, he's a 70% free throw shooter. Dirk is more of a 95% free throw shooter. So,
but you know what? Another
big difference in this series will be 3-point shooting. The Dallas Mavericks have outshot every opponent that they played in 3-pointers because they have a team that is laced with shooters. All they are going to do is they're going to zone and make somebody like Mike Miller or the Jones guy, they're going to make those two players in this series. And depending on
true.
Those two,
the Heat will determine how this series turn out.
And they just going to put that.
I just feel like the Heat play so much good defense, though. Fast break points coming to that thing, too, because they gonna outrun them.
Hey, I just look at it like this. You got LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, as well as a pretty good player in Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
They gonna do that thing. When they come down to it, and if the Heat if Wade actually is on, because they practically beat the Chicago Bulls without Dwayne Wade. I don't say without him, he came up in game seven, but he wasn't doing nothing the whole series. If LeBron comes out and if Wade comes out and plays like he did the last time he played the Mavs in the finals and averaged 35 a game, and LeBron plays his game, and Bosh do what he's doing,
it's a wrap. It's
a
wrap. Close.
It's a wrap.
You're talking about ifs. You're talking about a lot of ifs. If D-Wade is not healthy. So that's why D-Wade is not playing the way that he usually plays. With an unhealthy D-Wade.
Hold on, man. They said if, but you got to say if the Dallas Mavericks are hitting their shots. Come on now,
if they hitting their shots, they've been hitting their shots they've been hitting shots. Period.
They
are playing Miami Heat, the second best defensive team. Jason Kidd, Dirk, everybody's hitting shots. That's what they do. They hit shots. They're going to hit threes. The Heat are going to be scoring two. Last time I checked, three count for more than two.
I think when it comes down to it, it's going to come from the players.
They will.
And Dirk is and the Heat have two of the top 10 players in the NBA, and the Mavs have one.
That's exactly what they do.
Point.
When it comes to defense, the Mavs
and the Heat
play anybody that plays defense yet. But if they have
a shot against Oklahoma, where Dallas made 17 threes and Oklahoma made three because they depended on slashers like Durant and slashers like Westbrook.
Which is
what the Heat have slashes. The Heat are the Dwayne Wade and LeBron James are not shooters. They're slashers. So if they hide, and they keep the 3-point gap close, it's gonna be a series for the Heat. But if they get outshot like the Lakers did and outshot like the doggone Oklahoma Thunder did, then the Dallas Mavericks can win this series. And coming down the stretch, all they're gonna do is get a ball to Dirk, and you can't stop Dirk.
That's right.
Dirk
is gonna kill him.
So let me ask y'all this. Look, Dirk is a beast, but let me tell you this: you put King James on him, and he ain't gonna be all that.
Man,
y'all crazy, man.
He's not gonna get killed. That's the same thing. No, listen. That's the same thing you would have said if you put LeBron on D Rose and you see what happened. Whoever would have thought LeBron James could actually stay with Derrick Rose? Honestly,
LeBron James is that kind of athlete, man. He can do that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But what he can't do, he cannot overcome a 5-inch difference when the guy is fading a freaking weight, man.
Dirk 7 foot, 6'11", 7 foot, LeBron 6'9". The thing is, yes, he makes difficult shots, but LeBron is going to make all his shots difficult. So he's going to have to make all these difficult shots. He's going to have to make a lot of difficult shots. Sometimes he makes, say, 5 crazy shots. He's going to have to make 15 crazy shots. It's kind of the way I put it.
And furthermore, they're not going to guard him with LeBron. It's going to be Chris Bosh, and they're going to try to play it one-on-one. If I was the Heat, I'd let Dirk go for 50 and stay at home on the shooters and not let Jason Terry get off, not let Stojakovic get off. I would not let the shooters get involved in the game. But if you're going to play him with LeBron, you're going to have to double. You're going to have to double, and when you double, you're going to kick it out of Jason Kidd. Kidd going to swing it, and it'll be Terry. Because it's on the other side of the floor, and that's who. And they're going to hit them shots, man.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just thinking that somebody like a Dirk and LeBron, it's a favorable matchup. For LeBron. I mean, Dirk is 7, LeBron 7 foot, 6'11", 7 foot, LeBron is 6'8", 6'9". But with his athletic ability and his basketball smarts, I just feel that he will know how to play him more so than anybody else, just because he can overcome it with athletic ability. Now, you can't do nothing about getting shot over. But you got to be on point to make crazy difficult shots time in and time out. I don't think LeBron will give him anything easy. Well, whatever he gets on, it's going to be difficult.
I feel you, man. But like I said, and then on the boards, who going to keep Tyson Chandler off the boards? Nobody.
Have him in Bosch?
Oh, man. Bosch is not going to get physical, man. They're going to have Bosch on Dirk, and Dirk going to be killing him. Down the stretch, they may use LeBron because LeBron is going to probably be more physical. But Dirk has the same basketball smarts, basketball IQ, you know, and he's going to head fake, and LeBron is going to think about the fadeaway and use his athletic ability and jump. Y'all selling the Dallas Mavericks short. I don't like the Heat, but the Heat are a good – they are a good squad. They are a good, you know, three-man team. But Dallas can come off the bench and play 8-9 people, and they got two bigs, they got Dirk, they got shooters. They have every aspect to be successful. Because if it comes down to it, you're going to have to double Dirk. And if you double Dirk, we're going to take Sean Marion out of the game, and we're going to put Stojakovic in the game. All they're going to do is play zone, pack it in, try not to let the Heat get layups and dunks, and make Dwayne Wade and LeBron James jump shooters. And if you can do that and hit your shot, you have a chance to win. If Dallas wins this series, it'll be in six games. If it goes seven, the Heat going to win because they're going to have the best two players on the floor in one-on-one situation. But y'all selling the Mavs short, man. I'm telling you, the Mavs didn't sweep the Lakers because they got lucky. The Mavs didn't beat the Oklahoma Thunder, you know, because they got lucky. They beat those teams, and they beat them unmercifully. They made the Lakers quit. Kevin Durant quit, man. Westbrook quit. They quit on the floor.
But you see, Westbrook and Durant gave him some troubles, though. Athletic bodies with speed. But I think that the Heat have more of that than the Oklahoma City. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. Game one is tonight, and we're going to see, you know, kind of what kind of series this is going to be, because I think it's going to be real interesting. I think you got two great teams, you know, lots of great players, so we're going to see.
And then you have to think about this. Just one more thing. This is probably Dirk's and Jason Kidd's last go round. This is probably it for them. They know that if they don't capitalize this time, then they will be lumped into the group of great players like Karl Malone and John Stockton and Charles Barkley to never win a ring. So when you have this opportunity, you know, unlike Miami celebrating after they beat Boston, Dirk, like Rose Green said earlier, Dirk, he got his little wallet and he walked off because Dirk is focused. Dirk is probably shooting those off-balance, tough shots. He probably been shooting those since the time they won that series because he know, I got to make these shots. These are the fadeaway, almost three-pointers I got to make in order to be successful this time and not miss my opportunity, man. And Dallas Mavericks are, to me, a better team. The Miami Heat have better players. They have better players, but the Dallas Mavericks are a better team. And coaching. Another thing that people don't bring up in this is coaching. Eric Spoelstra, who is he? He's a young guy, you know, come from the, you know, the Pat Riley tree, you know, of having the best players, and that's who wins. There's other guy, Carlisle can coach basketball, man. Carlisle is going to pick and roll with Dirk and Jason Terry, and Dwayne Wade to switch on Dirk, and now Dirk doesn't have to shoot over LeBron James. He's going to shoot over D-Wade, who's 6'3", 6'4". So basketball is about matchups.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're right, but I just, when it comes down to it, like I said, man, D-Wade and LeBron, the defense that the team defense that they play. I mean, Haslam comes up big when he has to. Miller comes up big when he has to. They play that team defense. I mean, your boy Anthony in the middle is a big banger. He's a big banger. That's all he does is bang. He kind of remind me of Kendrick Perkins, just banging. Don't do nothing but bang. So they have the elements of a championship team, and I just don't think people see that. And I really, and the craziest thing is, and I know people don't like to give LeBron credit, but I don't think people realize how great of a player LeBron is. I mean, people say he's not clutch. People say he's not a closer. I mean, he closed so many games for Cleveland when he was by himself. He went to the finals by himself. The shots he's made through this playoffs, the way he rebounds, defends. I mean, I don't want to say why Pippen said that. I think Pippen was watched that game against the Bulls and was like, this guy is so big, athletic, and plays the game of basketball like a coach or all around player like Pippen himself would want to see. Because I'm sure he knows, okay, MJ is a scorer. MJ plays defense. Did MJ facilitate the ball the way LeBron did or the way a Magic did? No. But did Scotty? Yes. Did
for me, he will be when people talk about best overall players.
When they say who is the best overall player in the league,
the player in the league, it's gonna be LeBron James because he does so many things. Like I said, I'm not knocking LeBron James. I ain't like the way he handled the whole leaving his team, going to get on another first team. I didn't like that, but you know it's gonna pay off for him because he is going to win championships now. I just don't think it's this time. I don't think it's this time. I think it's next year when they get their first one. I think like other teams and other franchises, you have to get there. See, like the Dallas Mavericks now, with Jason Kidd, he's been to the finals a couple times. The Mavericks with Dirk and Jason Terry, they've been there, you know, but Stojakovic's standing heartbroken when he was at Sacramento. So those guys have been through, you know, the rigors. But Joel Anthony who else on their roster, man? Mike Miller, Jones, those guys, they ain't been there, man. Them guys just all for the ride. And what's gonna happen is instead of being along for the ride, Mike Miller and Jones are going to have to play a pivotal part. People are talking about LeBron James and D-Wade. You know what you're going to get from them. But Bosh ain't never been in no spot where he had to produce like this.
But you got to see how he responded. I mean, he responded. And people tend to forget the way the Chicago Bulls played this year, the players that they had. I can remember from the show when we were talking about from a Carlos Boozer to Kim Noah to Derrick Rose to Luol Deng. I mean, that's four really good players right there, and that's not alone with Brewer and a couple other guys that they had come off the bench. But those guys have never been out of the first round of the playoffs, man.
They probably, you know, Boozer may have gotten to the second round, but that was the first time around. Just like the Thunder from Oklahoma City. You know, they're going to beat somebody, man. In the NBA, it has been proven. Your first time around, when you a young squad like that, you don't make it because you have to learn. You have to go through that veteran team that's going to whip you that one time so that you learn what you need to do the next year. And that doesn't change. It happened to Mike when he was going up against Detroit. It happened to Detroit when they were going up against Boston. It happened to Kobe them when they got swept out by Utah. Man, It's a problem.
You're absolutely right. I'm just saying, from the talent of the talent that they have, and the way the Heat dominated them somewhat, and the way Bosh came up, even banging. I'm thinking, I look at it like this: if he can go up against the Boston Celtics and come back from the comments that he made, and have a decent series, to come to the Chicago Bulls with the front line that they have and have a pretty good series where he hit 30-plus a couple times. I don't see anybody in Dallas that's going to intimidate him if he's been through Kim Noah, a Boozer, Kevin Garnett, or something, you know, players of that nature. If he's played through against them in big playoff games so far up to this point, I don't see him being intimidated by Tyson Chandler or Dirk Nowitzki, especially when he's on the offensive end. Because, I mean, he's been up against these kind of players so far throughout the playoffs.
That's fine. But will he be intimidated by the moment? Will he be intimidated by the fact that these are the NBA Finals? I have never been here. I have never even sniffed here. So I know that LeBron is going to show up because he's been here. I know, and when LeBron went to the Finals with Cleveland, he only averaged 22 points a game. Those games were blowouts. They weren't even close. I know that what Dwayne Wade's going to do because he's been here. And he's averaged 35 points a game.
But he was by himself.
And you say for a fact that he's going to play with him? No, you can't. The moment may get him. So if the moment gets him and it doesn't get LeBron and it doesn't get D-Wade, that's 60 points. Okay, but where the other 40 going to come from? Because the Mavericks are going to score 100 points. They're going to score 100 points.
No. But we're talking about a defensive team. That's why you only get 60 or 70 from the big three. And you're going to get Mike Miller in. You're going to get Haslam coming off the bench. You're going to get Jones
Mike Miller,
coming.
Mike Miller's going to come off the bench in his first NBA Finals and be hidden. I doubt that. I doubt that seriously. Bosh is not going to play well because it's his first go-around. James Jones, he may hit some shots, but Mike Miller, no, is not going. But the guy from down, Jason Kidd, he's steady. He's going to be there. Tyson Chandler, he's going to produce, not because he's been there, but he's going to produce because all his shots are going to be dunked. He's going to dunk the ball. You know what I'm saying? If he had to go to the free throw line, he's going to probably miss it. But Stojakovic, he done played in the Western Conference, you know, Finals. He done played when the Lakers had Horry and Shaq and all those guys, man. So the guys with the Mavs have been in this moment. They have been here. When you got a team except for LeBron and D Wade with and Haslam with the Heat that have not been to this moment. So people are, okay, the big three, they're going to score there. No, you can't count the big three in because most time when the person go to the Finals for the first time, Chris Bosh, they're not going to produce like they usually would.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. I think that team led by LeBron and Wade are just going to, with willpower, going to overcome the Mavs. But the Mavs, they got Dirk and Kidd. So it's going to be an interesting battle. You have guys that have been there. You know, Wade has won. LeBron hasn't. Kidd or Dirk haven't. So it's going to be an interesting battle between, you know, some old-time superstars, some new superstars, some guys that are trying to be superstars. It's going to be interesting. So we're going to see. So hopefully my Heat come out victorious, but, you know, a lot of people like those Mavs. Off of that, though, we about to get, you know, about to get off keeping it real, but I got to talk about Auburn football real quick. And obviously Mike Blakely transferred from the Florida Gators. He was one of the top running backs in the country, probably the top in the state of Florida, one of the tops in the country. Signed with Florida with Urban Meyer, but decided to transfer after a short stint at University of Florida. Now he's an Auburn Tiger, or, you know, where he pretty much belongs, and I think where he wanted to be the whole time. So we're glad to welcome him to the Auburn family. Ron Mack, what do you think about that big-time transfer?
I think it opens up a scholarship spot for another position of need for Auburn, which I think they went ahead and accepted a young guy out of Mobile, his commit, almost right after the weekend. So it opens up a scholarship spot. It helps with depth for the 2012 season. So instead of recruiting two running backs this year, they only need one, and it puts another guy on campus that's talented, you know, and that'll be sitting waiting on his opportunity to play next season.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, well, you know, I've seen the guy play. He looked like a playmaker. So hopefully we'll see, you know, get in shape. He had a shoulder injury, so hopefully if he can get everything right, get situated, and get comfortable at Auburn, he'll be able to make plays when it's his time to get in there. You know, we'll have the depth at running back. We got Trey Mason and Michael Dyer and McCaleb. But Dyer and McCaleb be up there in years, junior and seniors by the time he's there. So
I'm just hoping that Auburn brings Russell Wilson in. We need an athletic quarterback to run this Gus Malzahn spread / power running attack, and Russell Wilson is that guy.
Yeah,
Auburn, he will be the best quarterback on campus. So bring him in, and we have a chance to have a magical football season this year. You know, a chance to better chance to beat LSU, better chance to beat Alabama, better chance to beat Arkansas, which if we win those three games, we should probably win the rest of them and have a chance to repeat, which a lot of people don't feel like we'll be able to do with the team the way it's currently constricted.
Yeah, and I agree with that because from seeing his, you know, passer efficiency, he can run, he's big, he's strong, he's accurate. If Cam Newton can come in, obviously we can't, you know, be comparing Cam with anybody just yet. But if Cam Newton can come in with having even played pretty much any college football, just junior college, and pick up the offense and do what he did with the, you know, the mastermind of Malzahn, I mean, I think this kid, because, I mean, he actually played in big-time college football games already. If he can come in and pick it up, I mean, he could do some of the same things. And like Ron Mack said, I'm thinking magical season on, you know, on the low. You know, again, some people pick Auburn to be last in the West, second to last in the West, whatever it may be. But one player like that, like, can turn, you know, turn it around.
Well, I'm not using the Cam Newton. I'm using Chris Todd. Chris Todd went a whole spring and didn't throw a football because of shoulder surgery. And the coaches made him look good, and he couldn't complete a pass 25 yards down the field. Now, you bring this guy in, he has wheels. He can move. He can throw. He can do it all. Now, he's small. He's short. He's about 6 feet tall. But, you know, that won't be a factor because of the way he runs. And with the offensive line being so young, you know, Auburn's really not expecting to do a lot of pass blocking anyway. You know, we need to be able to run the football effectively, and the quarterback needs to be a threat. So I'm hoping that they bring the kid in, man, you know, and that will, you know, give us the Cam Newton effect in the running game, where you have to respect the quarterback and his ability to run and move the chain with his feet. And some of the passes that he made at NC State, people, he threw for like 3,000 yards, man. He was responsible for about 36, 37 touchdowns.
And that's at NC State with not the caliber of talent that we have at Auburn on our offense, some of the young playmakers that we have coming in and that are already there. So I think with that being said, you add a couple players who can make something after the catch and probably a better offensive line. And I think he could do some of the same things because, like we always say, the way Malzahn gets his players and uses them to their strengths. I mean, ain't no telling what this guy can do. I mean, we get to be talking about, you know, another all SEC type of player because that was a great point with Chris Todd. He didn't throw football the whole spring. I mean, everybody was writing his career off. Like, I was like, well, you know, Chris Todd might even in the running. Next thing you know, they named him the starter. So I'm like, dang, but he didn't even take a snap, end up breaking Auburn's record for touchdown passes that Cam Newton broke this year. But he broke the record, went down, you know, came down here to the Outback Bowl, won that game, had a great game there. And that's for somebody that wasn't even on the map pretty much going into the season because he was injured in the spring. So with that being said, man, I think Malzahn could do a lot of big things. Well, you know, Russell Wilson, as well as Frazier and Pike and Trotter, whoever else is there, and Mosley. So it's going to be interesting, man. If he comes, it's going to be a lot of quarterbacks on campus. Well, obviously, Russell will be gone when Pike comes, but there'll still be a lot of quarterbacks on campus, so it'll be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. Knowing Miles on Hill, he'd be, well, he used two or three of them boys back there, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, but we out of here, keeping it real, man. I'll check that game out tonight. The Heat, Mavs, Game 1 NBA Finals. We'll be back next week, same time. We're keeping it real. We out of here.
's for listening this week. Tune in to Keeping It Real with Jarris McIntyre again next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Until then, keep it real, real, real. Keep it real.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.